Meanwhile, an unprecedented number of former EU and national ambassadors have signed a letter urging the EU to take tougher action against Israel. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly is on the line from Brussels. Tony, does this letter underline the extent to which, almost 2 years on, the EU remains divided on its policy towards Israel and towards Gaza?
Yes, Rachel, this letter reflects, I think, frustration that the EU has not been able to forge a unified and more robust response against Israel for its actions in Gaza. We always come back to the problem that when it comes to foreign policy, all member states pretty much have a veto. And if countries like Germany, to an extent Italy, Hungary, the Czech Republic are supporting Israel, then the overall EU policy gets frustrated and we have to have compromises that are not to everyone's liking. Now, I think by this stage, the EU's reputation has suffered, and that's the point that is made in this letter from a huge number of former ambassadors who served the EU overseas and also national ambassadors. There were 96 national ambassadors from Germany, Italy and France. And the fact that they were from Germany and Italy, two countries that have been more supportive of Israel at EU level, I think is very significant. There was a letter sent initially in early July that had 27 signatures, then one on the 28th of July that had 58 signatures. Now today there are 206 signatures. They are ambassadors, former or retired ambassadors, but also some senior EU officials. And there are 10 former Irish ambassadors who served the EU overseas who've added their names, including former Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore. And the point they're making is that when they were ambassadors overseas, they were projecting and supporting the European Union's values overseas when it came to human rights. They were protecting international law, or at least projecting the message that international law had to be upheld. And they're saying that the EU's reputation over that period has now come into question because of this lack of unity and the lack of a strong response against Israel.
Mm-hmm. Because despite the carnage in Gaza and despite the fact that a UN-backed committee said that in the north of the territory there was famine, some countries still export arms to Israel.
That's right. Now, in July, you'll remember that we had a long period where initially, Ireland and Spain was looking for a review of the EU-Israel Association Agreement on the basis that Israel was breaching the human rights aspect of that agreement. Eventually, that review did take place in the spring. It found that Israel was likely in breach of the human rights aspect, Article 2 of that association agreement. But as a follow-up, Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, had essentially 10 potential sanctions that she could take against Israel, including suspending the agreement altogether, suspending trade, suspending Israel's participation in the Horizon research programme. But in fact, following a meeting of EU foreign ministers in the middle of July, she decided that there wasn't enough consensus for adopting these sanctions. So a deal had been done with Israel that they would increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza and pause those sanctions. Now, there was a lot of disquiet about that because Israel could very easily slow walk that particular agreement. And clearly, people are still being killed in Gaza. Palestinians trying to get food are still being killed in the process. So the message from this letter from 206 former ambassadors is that member states should be taking their own measures rather than wait for EU unity on this, such as suspending or revoking arms export licenses, stopping the funding of co-finance projects involving Israeli entities, directing public universities to cease collaboration, and so on. And also, I think they want to demonstrate solidarity with countries like Ireland and Spain who have called for a review of the association agreement, which we've seen, but also this notion of banning goods coming from occupied territories. And there seems to be more and more of an interest in that particular aspect or tool that the EU would have from member states.
Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you.